This is the Cricket World News Roundup for the 14th of September. The ICC have announced their one-day international team of the year at a special function in Colombo, ahead of tomorrow's main awards ceremony. Indian captain MS Dhoni is included for the fifth year in a row, while Kumar Sangakkara and Lasith Malinga keep their places from 2012. One man who is included is Syed Ajmal, who controversially missed out on a place in the Test team of the year, despite being one of the outstanding bowlers during the qualifying period. The full team is Gautam Gambhir, Alastair Cook, Kumar Sangakkara, Virat Kohli, MS Dhoni, Michael Clarke, Shahid Afridi, Morne Morkel, Syed Ajmal, Lasith Malinga, Stephen Finn, and 12th man is Shane Watson. Former New Zealand and Auckland fast bowler Darryl Tuffy has announced his retirement from professional cricket at the age of 34. Tuffy has been plagued by injury in recent times, resulting in him losing his New Zealand Central contract in 2011. He also played only one match for Auckland last season. He said, "I've had a few different injuries recently, and they do get tougher to come back from. It's probably been my one major regret in cricket, that I haven't spent as much time on the field as I would have liked." Tuffy made his Test debut in 2000 against Australia, and would go on to play a further 25 times, as well as playing 97 limited overs matches for the Black Caps. The 14 teams competing in the 2012 Champions League T20 have named their 15-man squads in preparation for the start of the tournament on the 9th of October. Six teams will be entered into the qualifying phases, and the two winners will progress to the main tournament, joining the eight teams that qualified automatically. The main news from the squads is that Trinidad and Tobago players Dwayne Bravo, Kieran Pollard and Sonnen Larine have spurned the chance to play for their country in favour of their Indian Premier League franchises. The half-century from Mignon Dupree, followed by a tidy bowling performance, helped South Africa women take the third 2020 international against Bangladesh women in Mirpur, and with it the series 2-1. Bangladesh chose to bowl and restricted South Africa women to 85, but they themselves could manage only 69 for 7 from their 20 overs to lose by 16 runs.